We're up to the malach of gozes, which is shearing. The av malach is shearing wool off hides or off a live animal. I'm going to, since it's only one page here, I'm going to use the Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos as the base for what we'll, in order to keep it in a structure. Hagozes seyar, bein min ha'adam, bein min ha'behema, person who cuts off hair, whether it's from a person or an animal, afilu min ha'nesa, even if the animal's dead, v'chein ha'tolesh notza shel of, or if you pull out a feather from a bird, chay mishum gozes. All of that is considered gozes. Whether you pull out hairs from a living animal could be as only drabanan, because that's not the normal way to get hairs off a living thing, because it causes too much pain. But in any case, that's a separate thing. But in any case, all of these things are the Torah prohibition of shearing. V'chein hachotech tziporin, chayiv gamke mishum gozes, cutting nails, right? Cutting off your nails, or cutting an animal's nails, is also part of the malacha of gozes. V'afilu litlosh tziporin biyad v'lo bikli gamke noser. Right? It's only chayiv if you do it the normal way with a utensil. Scissors, nail cutters. But if you tear it off without a kli, then it's not the normal way of doing it, but it's still prohibited midrabanan. V'chein osur litlosh dildulim shel or. Can't pull off skin that has become partially detached. Can't pull it off. Kigon elu shesava v'tziporin, or right around times around the nail, there's pieces of skin that hang out. Or elu sha'alas fasayim, or sometimes your lips get chapped and there's skin that's hanging. You can't, what's it called, pull that off either, or cut it off. And some say that if you do it with your teeth, that's the normal way of taking off that skin. You don't usually take a big scissor and cut the skin off your lip. What's it called? Just the opposite. You do it by doing it with your teeth. And therefore, that becomes the normal way. It could be it's a Torah prohibition. Okay. Gozes mimesa. Okay, so that's what's it called, the basic malacha. Now, when it comes to cutting fingernails, that's, since he mentions it, he doesn't mention it again, let's talk about cutting fingernails. Since cutting fingernails sometimes is a mitzvah, like for a woman has to go to the mikveh, and she forgot to cut her nails, so sometimes we permit it to be done in a way that's only the rabbanon, and in order to be, enable her to go to the mikveh. The chatchila, we would like to have a derabanan that's done by a goy, which means that if you can find a goy who will bite your nails off, some of these Thailandese, you know, may savor the thought. In any case, then that is the most preferable. If you can't find a goy who's interested in biting your nails off, then the makom mitzvah. Since it's a shaila anyway, whether cutting nails is a Torah prohibition altogether, if you don't want the nails, you just want the skin exposed, then it could be you can have a goy cut the nail with a utensil, or that you can bite it off, bite the nail off. In a situation where none of that is possible, then it's still possible to be able to clean the nails well and still go to the mikveh. Okay, so if it happens that you forget to cut your nails and your tefillah is on a Shabbos or a Yontif, should it still ask a shaila and not automatically delay the tefillah. Okay, now if you have a hangnail, that nail that's mostly off and it hurts, so if it's mostly separated and it hurts, then you're allowed to pull it off. If it's not mostly separated, or it's separated but doesn't hurt you, then you can't pull it off. Okay, he spoke about what's it called. Also included in this is taking off warts, any kind of hanging skin or whatever. What may not be included is scabs. A scab is not really part of your body. It's an addition to the body. It's secretions that are formed to cover a wound. So they're not really part of the skin. So therefore, if you have a scab that's already loose, right, it's not, what's it called? It's not going to bleed if you take it off. If it's going to cause bleeding, that's another problem. But it's not going to cause bleeding. So it's basically dried and it's ready to come off. Could be allowed to take off a scab on Shabbos, according to many opinions. But Shane came, warts, pieces of skin, that doesn't apply to. Dandruff is part of your skin. It's just peeling skin. So to remove dandruff or remove peeling sunburned skin is also. Even though it's eventually going to fall off, still it's also to take off. By dandruff, however, you're allowed to scratch your head even if the dandruff is going to come out, as long as it's not a psychoratia. You don't scratch that hard that you have to dislodge dandruff that's still connected to your scalp. Yeah.
All of these things like hangnails, scabs and stuff, is that if it's bothering a child, so then the parent is allowed to take
yes.
it off?
Yes. Yeah.
And is it only if it's giving them pain or if it's really bothering them that it's, you know, hanging there or something?
Well, it depends. I mean, psychological pain is also pain. Right, but if it's just bothering them because it's annoying, that's not a reason to take it off.
It's a little kid, and it's going to give you a little
headache, and
screaming, crying.
B'makom tzar, yeah, that's also called b'makom tzar. Yeah. The heter is that in certain situations where it's only a rabbinic prohibition, the rabbanan didn't keep their prohibition where there's pain involved. So that's also called pain. Yeah.
Last week when I asked, why it's not considered a melacha shenas for
the right, it's machlokas really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was not only because of the wool, but also to
right, to smooth out the things. Right.
How does that apply to nails?
Nails is it depends. There's a few reasons, three reasons why you want to take out the nails. You want nails. You have a nail collection. Right, so you want to take the nail off and save it in your nail collection. That's for sure malacha tzrich legufa. Okay, you don't have it, right? Okay, you don't have a nail collection, right? But you want your fingers to look nice. You don't like them, so that's yipui of the finger, right? So that's also called malacha tzrich legufa, because just like when you take off the hair to make the hide smooth or nice. Right here also, the malacha is taking off something that's added to the skin, right, to make what's left look nice. That's the idea. Then there's somewhere in between where you don't really want it to look nice, right, but you're taking it off like by the mikveh, because of the halacha that it has to be without, the dirt doesn't get underneath there. So you don't necessarily are doing it to make your finger look nice. You're doing it for a halachic reason that's a side thing of there shouldn't be dirt underneath. That could be even less deraisa. Could be. Okay. Another thing over here is, okay, that's...
In which way is it important to take off?
What? It's only to either bite it off or pull it off, not with a kli. And only if it's mostly separated and it's what's it called, hurts you. Okay, gozes mi mesa. Kvar kosavnu ba'os ha'kodim, she gozes noheges gam b'nes. That's not only taking hair off a living being, body, even a dead body. V'haynu she'osr litlo sar or tzemer me'or mes. Even from a hide that's already off the animal, you can't take off the hair. V'ein chilikim kvar huf shadolo. What? No. You have a fur coat. Okay, that's a hide that has fur on it, and it's usually dead. Okay. The, of what? Not mabe, the leather's already been worked out, right? The inside.
So what are you doing
here? Well, you're taking hair, you're shearing. You're taking hair off the skin. It's still connected to the skin. It's looking where it's natural hide of hair. And you're taking the hair off the skin. Or you're an Indian and you have somebody's scalp with the hair still on it. And you want to take the hair out, right? So that also is osur. V'yesh. V'chein. Asur litlos notzos me'of meis. Same thing goes. You have a dead chicken, and you want to take off the feathers. Flick the chicken. What? Why isn't the chicken muktzah?
You
want to
eat it.
No, well, eating not really because it's raw. No, it's raw. Okay, well, why would you have a raw chicken on Shabbos? Because you didn't cook it Erev Shabbos. If muktzah, let's say that, yeah, it is muktzah, but there's another isra over here besides the muktzah, okay? Or sometimes you can eat raw meat. And it's not necessarily shaila whether raw meat is muktzah or not, because it theoretically is edible. But you're not. In any case, aside from the muktzah problem, you're also not allowed to tear out the feathers. Okay. Besides the fact that muktzah is only drabanan, and tearing out feathers from a dead chicken is a Torah prohibition. Okay. The yesh shegam osifim lesser litlos notzos hanisharos ba'ofos achar shekvar nisbashlo. Some hold that even after the chicken is cooked, you can't pull out the feather ends or the hairs from the skin. Okay, that's why there's a mila to buy clean chickens. Okay, if you remember from the States, there was such a thing as chickens that didn't have hairs and pieces of feathers in them or whatever. Okay, Kein rochem lanakosim kol mishabes. Umikoma kol b'mokom tzorech kishalo nuku. However, even though there are people who are machmer and say that even if it's cooked, you're not allowed to take out the feathers or hairs or whatever. Lamaisa lahalocha, most poskim hold not like that. Yesh lismoch alamatirim lasirin gam b'shabbos. Because they hold, once it's cooked, the hairs and everything is loosened so much that it's not considered connected anymore to the skin. Therefore, some poskim make the following difference, and that's what you should do. If the chicken is really cooked well, where the feathers and the hairs are just very loosely connected, then if you want to clean it off on Shabbos, you can. However, and there you have to worry about borer too, right? Because you should take a little bit of the skin along with it or whatever. But lamaisa, that is, according to others, it's like a peel. What's it called? Right before you eat, you're allowed to take out the hairs or the feather ends. If the chicken is not that well cooked, okay, it wasn't really, deeply cooked, so then the hairs are still strongly in there, then you should refrain from taking them out. You have to do it right before you eat, otherwise it's borer. It's like peeling a fruit, that even though you're taking the bad from the good, but since the bad is a layer above the good, you're allowed to do that, but only right before you eat. If you have a mink coat or a natural, fur coat, right, which most people here on Matat Yahu definitely have, you should be careful not to pull out the hairs. Okay. The basic heter of taking off the peel is not because it's part of the pre. It's because you can't get to the pre without taking off the peel in a normal way. So that's called derech achila, not borer. Nailed the same thing over here. You can't get to the chicken, right, without really taking off these hairs because you don't want to eat the hairs. So to be able to eat the chicken, you have to take off the klipa that's over it. It has nothing to do whether it's connected to the thing, not connected, even if it's lying on top. The same thing. There is a shita that holds it's because it's part of the pre, and therefore it's bottled to the pre, it doesn't have a din of psolus, but that's not the Ikar reason. Okay, another thing is, what's it called? Okay, now gozeis ba'adam. Okay, kvar kosav v'shigam ba'adam noheges gozeis, even by human beings, you can have shearing. Okay, and also litlo shum sar mi'adam. Now you can't pull out any hairs. Most of the time you're not over nisa deraisa, derabonim for sure you're over, with even a part of the hair. But in Torah, you're not chayiv unless you pull out two hairs. But sometimes even one hair. If you pull out a gray hair from amongst black hairs to make yourself look good, even one hair you're chayiv for. Al kein tsrichim lizor kishmistabich eza dover besoch hasiris. Something gets caught in your hair, right? Or in your kid's hair, right? They got bubble gum in their hair or whatever. Be careful very much how you take it out, that you don't pull out the hairs. And if the only way to take it out is by, the hairs are going to be pulled out for sure, it's a psikresha, and it's also to pull out the thing. If the thing can be pulled out without pulling hairs, right? And then even if you do pull out a hair, it's not osir. You're allowed to do it. So for instance, you want to take out nits. So doing it the regular way with a regular knit comb or pulling the nits is for sure going to pull out hair. You can't do that. But if you hold the hair at the bottom and take your fingers and work on each knit by itself while you're holding the bottom of the hair so it doesn't pull on the bottom of the hair, and it's possible you won't pull out the hair, that's okay to do. It may take you forever to do. Or if you have a Band-Aid on a place where there is hair, inevitably it's going to be almost impossible to pull off the Band-Aid without pulling out hair. So in that situation, lechatchila, what you should do is put some kind of oil or something. They have a liquid that dissolves the paste of the Band-Aid. And then you can, take it out. There's also some kinds of chemicals that dissolve gum, if you have it in your hair, or tar, or whatever, if you want to take it out on Shabbos.
Basically, if something gets stuck in your hair, whatever,
you can't take it out if you know that taking it out is going to surely pull out hair. However, b'shas hadchak, okay, it's tzorech, you have to get a Band-Aid off or whatever for the sake of a mitzvah, you're going to be tovel and the Band-Aid, you've got to take a Band-Aid off and it's a place where there's hair. So the Eved, even though it's a psikresha lo nichale, you're not happy, you'd be very happy if none of the hairs get pulled off. And psikresha lo nichale, b'makom mitzvah, and it's only in a siddur rabbanan, right, pashtis, because it's not the normal way of cutting hair is not by pulling it out, it's by cutting it. So the makom tzorech, you can be somech on the fact you can pull the Band-Aid off or anything similar like that. But the chatchila, you should not take the Band-Aid off, or you should do it in a way that you don't for sure pull out hair.
So what's the idea that something's getting stuck in your
hair? You have somewhere important to go and you can't go with a bunch of bubble gum in your hair. It could be. But that's not a good enough. Or you have to go to the mikveh and you have bubble gum in your hair. No, it has to be some kind of mitzvah involved.
Right,
that's okay on Shabbos. There's no melacha like that. Okay, therefore, you have to be careful also when you rub your eyes. If you rub them so hard that you pull out your eyelashes or whatever is also a problem. Okay, same thing if you rub your nose or whatever, and the hairs from your nose have to be pulled out. If you do it in a way that doesn't have to pull out the hairs, that's fine. If you do it in such a way that's so strong that it's inevitably going to pull out hairs, then it's also to do. Okay, therefore Chazal asered combing your hair on Shabbos, because impossible to comb hair, right, pretty much without pulling out hair. Okay, and therefore a comb is muktzah on Shabbos. And however, the only way that you can't use a comb on Shabbos. And a comb is muktzah for everybody, even a bald person, because lo plug. But you can brush your hair on Shabbos with the following conditions. That the brush is very, soft. So it doesn't always pull out hair. And it is a brush that is miyuchad for Shabbos, that you have it set aside, that brush is a Shabbos brush. Those two things are conditional. The same thing goes for a shekel. Now normally, even if it's a human hair shekel, but it's not with the original scalp, right? Unless, like we said, you're an Indian. Right, human hair shekel doesn't mean that they scalped somebody and you're wearing their head. Right, a human hair shekel means they took out hair and they sewed it into, planted it or whatever, inserted it into some kind of cover, cap, whatever. So really, is probably, there's no isser of gozes on taking that hair out. However, what's it called, the minig is to be machmer and not to do to a shekel whatever you can't do to your normal hair. For various reasons, but that's what you should do. However, somebody who's makel and combs a shekel, synthetic or human hair, has what to rely on. But lechatchila, you shouldn't do to a shekel what you wouldn't do to your normal, what you're not allowed to do to your normal hair. Also, there's another way that you can comb a shekel. No, because of other concerns. Gozes, it's not. You can use a broken comb, which has a lot of things that they use for a shekel, where it doesn't pull out the hairs, it just straightens it out a little bit. However, to set a shekel, to comb it in a way that it wasn't wearable before you combed it, and now to comb it in a way that makes it wearable, that's also awesome, for a different reason. That's because of Misakin Mona. That's like preparing and making a cleat, which wasn't usable. But if it's already usable, you just want to make it a little bit nicer, you would wear it the way it is, but you want to make it a little bit nicer, that's okay. Okay. Okay, and now, since we're talking about preparing a shekel or hair, using hairspray, okay? If your hair is already basically set, you don't need the hairspray to make it presentable. Then you're allowed to put hairspray to touch it up. But if you're putting the hairspray to make it presentable, that you can't do. Also, hairspray, there's a shaila whether you can use perfumed hairspray. You know that we are allowed to put perfume on your body. Then we don't have the halach of holadas reyach, of creating an aroma, doesn't apply to skin. But there are opinions that it does apply to hair. Okay, even though the halacha, we hold it doesn't apply to hair, and you can put perfume on your underarm hair or on your head. The chatchil, it's better to use unscented hairspray on Shabbos. And on a shekel, surely it's usher to put scented hairspray. You can only use unscented hairspray.
Okay.